And once again, hello everyone, Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Valentine, Nebraska. Glad to be your host here on the Good Stuff program. And just a reminder that we try to feature different things on different days here on the Good Stuff, and we got through Memorial Day last weekend. We'll be starting to look for some 4th of July activities. So if you have something along those lines and you'd like to send those to us, send those to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at those. Maybe we can feature those during some of our 4th of July programs.
That's a great idea, Mike. Also, any summer theme?
Any summer theme, yeah. Vacations, those kind of things, yeah. We could sure use that. Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, and nationwide. They've been there since 1963. Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication with the livestock industry. And you know what they say, Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
You can buzz in if you know exactly the type of thing that you're looking for, or you can meander all afternoon. That's at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or you can call for an appointment. That's 605-642-5884. Again, 605-642-5884, and that's Yesterday's Antiques.
Well, this is a little article that Jim had. It says right here, as heard on the Good Stuff with Jim Thompson. So it's called Building a Bridge. An old man going a lone highway came at the evening, cold and gray, to a chasm vast and deep and wide, through which was flowing a swollen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. That swollen stream held no fears for him, but he paused when safe on the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. Old man, said a fellow pilgrim near, you are wasting your strength in building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again must pass this way. You've crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build you a bridge at the even tide? The builder lifted his old gray head. Good friend, in the path I have come, he said, there followeth after me today a youth whose feet must pass this way. This swollen stream, which was not to me, to that fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I am building the bridge for him. Building a bridge, as heard on the Good Stuff with Jim Thompson. So just thought maybe we'd remind you of something to think about during your day. Who are you building bridges for?
I like that. Very good. Okay, so I think we're probably nearing the end of graduations. There's always just a few, maybe at the very beginning of June. But I came across this and really wanted to share it. Bill Gates recently gave a speech at a high school about 11 things they did not or will not learn in school. He talks about how feel-good, politically correct teachings created a generation of kids with no concept of reality, and how this concept set them up for failure in the real world.
I like where this is going.
You already do, huh? All right. Well, here, I think you will. Rule one, life is not fair. Get used to it.
There you go.
Solid information. Rule two, the world doesn't care about your self-esteem. The world will expect you to accomplish something before you feel good about yourself.
Okay, another good one.
Yeah. Rule three, you will not make $60,000 a year right out of high school. You won't be vice president with a car phone until you earn both. Kind of shows it's dated because they're talking car phone. Well, of course, it's Bill Gates. But anyway, it was a while ago. Rule four, if you think your teacher is tough, wait till you get a boss. Rule five, flipping burgers is not beneath your dignity. Your grandparents had a different word for burger flipping. They called it opportunity. Rule six, if you mess up, it's not your parents' fault. So don't whine about your mistakes. Learn from them. Rule seven, before you were born, your parents weren't as boring as they are now. They got that way from paying your bills, cleaning your clothes, and listening to you talk about how cool you thought you were. So before you save the rainforest from the parasites of your parents' generation, try delousing the closet in your own room. And rule eight, your school may have done away with winners and losers, but life has not. In some schools, they have abolished failing grades, and they'll give you as many times as you want to get the right answer. This doesn't bear the slightest resemblance to anything in real life. We'll go over more of those later.
We'll have time to finish that list for Bill Gates with Kim on another edition of The Good Stuff.